Last time we focused on Paragimel. Why is it that Haman wants to kill all whole Jewish people? If he has red hair, so let me kill all the red-haired people. It only makes sense if he views them as a categorized people, as a people that possess a group. I am Jewish, and that's why I'm not bowing down to you. The other Jews all partied in the palace, they all bowed down to him. He decides, in other words, it was in him already, that's where his leaning was, and therefore it was not all that difficult to get him to hate the whole Jewish people, it wasn't all that difficult to get him to desire to kill the whole Jewish people. And he picked a date, a calendar date, when he wanted to kill the Jewish people. What's the date of the pending annihilation?
13th of Adar.
In other words, there was an actual pending annihilation of the Jewish people slated. The Ribbono Shel Olam allowed that lot to be picked. And here begins a really scary piece. Pasuk Chet, Paragimel Pasuk Chet. Vayomer Haman LaMelech HaChashverosh. Haman says to HaChashverosh, Yeshno HaMechad. There is one nation, Mefuzorim Forad Bein Amin, that's scattered amongst the nations. Bekol Medinot Malchutecha. Throughout all the countries of the kingdom. V'dateihem Shonot Mikolam. And their ways are different from the whole nation. V'dateihem Melech Inam Osim. And the ways of the king, the rules of the king, they don't do. V'lamelech Ein Shoveh Lahanicham. And to the king, it's not worthy of keeping them around. If it's good for the king, let it be written to wipe them out. And I will have 10,000 silver pieces weighed by the coin makers to bring to the treasury of the king. Does Achashverosh like money? How do we know? He likes showing up. That's the whole first part. And here, Haman suggests, I'll give you a lot of riches. Just let me kill the Jewish people. You hear what's going on here? He's willing to pay for the right to kill the Jewish people. But Yasar HaMelchas Tabatomi Eliyado, and the king removes his ring from his hand, Ve'inolo Amon, he gives it over to Haman ben Amadas HaGagitzor Yudim, Ve'yomer HaMelch LaAmon, HaKesef Nasun Lach. The money you could keep. It's yours. V'ha'om la'sos bo ketov v'enecha. And the nation, you could do with it whatever is good in your eyes. A guy that loves money, and yet...
What's interesting is that he doesn't mention that they're Jews.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says, do whatever you want to this nation.
Mm-hmm. And the nation. The nation that you're referring to. Go ahead. It's a little bit strange that it doesn't say the Jews. What I would imagine is going on is that it means clearly the Jewish people, but the Megillah is yet once again making fun of Achashverosh, that he doesn't have a mind of his own. He gets toyed with. He's a tinker toy. He could be played with. you could suggest that it was never stated. It's just that's really strange.
It's very interesting how, like, in the middle of
let's say he's talking about the mediums. We're gonna kill every medium.
Yeah, but the description that he describes doesn't describe the mediums. If Uzzara and Murad, maybe the mediums aren't like that. So that description.
It could be anybody. That's subjective. Entirely subjective, right? When we go to these yeshiva fairs and every yeshiva presents, every yeshiva gets up there and says, we have the best rabbis and the most well-rounded program. It's a well-rounded program. You have only Gemara. What are you talking about? Yeah, but we translate the Gemara. We look up the psukim when we get to them. That's well-rounded. Right? Well-rounded is subjective. These are all subjective terms. He's that flippant that he didn't even clarify which nation it is? I would sooner believe that the Megillah is making fun of Ahasuerus than it was actually unspoken.
It's interesting to see that, like, it says that this nation, right, it says, like, these people don't listen and don't really say anything. And then it says, oh, Ahasuerus gave the king, gave it to Haman, who's this guy, who's the enemy of the Jews, and then goes back to saying this nation. So it kind of, like, hints to you that it's talking about the Jews. It's, like, kind of like it's a taboo word that you're not really allowed to say, but I feel that they both know anyway.
I'll ask another question. Who wrote the Megillah? Oh, I'm coming. I'm here. Oh, gosh. Pause.